Quinn threw a glance at the stationary man. "One of the colonists from the Schuster homesteads?"
"That's right."
"Ah. Your heart rate is high, Dexter.
Worried about something?"
"No. Are you?"
She put the wand back on the desk.
"You can see Latham now. You're no danger. Two implants and a whole load of attitude." He flinched at the mention of implants. There went his last advantage, tiny though it had been. "Got me this far, hasn't it?" Camilla started to walk towards the door. "Getting in is the easy part." There was a broad spiral staircase leading up through the bowl. Quinn caught glimpses of corridors and rooms. A whole level was given over to a large pool-cum-spa. Steam was thick in the air. Men and women were lounging about in the water or on various ledges. One was lying flat on a slab, being given a massage by a middle-aged woman with an empty expression he was beginning to recognize. He realized what was missing. Some people were laughing, but nobody was talking. Servitor house chimps scurried down corridors on mysterious errands. They were about a meter and a half tall, walking with an almost human gait, their golden fur well-groomed. When he looked closely, he saw they had proper feet, rather than the paws of their earth-jungle ancestors.
"God's brother, those are Edenist constructs. What the fuck is this?"
Camilla took him down a corridor that looked no different to any other. A door opened soundlessly, a thick wooden rectangle with some kind of synthetic muscle as a hinge.
"Lion's den, Dexter. In you go."
The door closed as silently as it had opened. Inside was a large circular space with a vaulted ceiling. The furniture was a severe minimalist style. A glass-topped desk with metal legs, a dining table, also glass-topped, two settees facing each other, every piece arranged to put a maximum amount of distance between them. One section of the wall was a vast holographic screen with a view of the jungle outside. The camera was well above the treetops, showing an unbroken expanse of leaves. Steamy scraps of cloud drifted in meandering patterns. An iron perch, 3 meters high, stood in the center of the room. On it was a kestrel, watching him intently. Two people were waiting, a man seated behind the desk, and a young girl standing beside the settees. Latton rose from behind the desk. He was one of the tallest men Quinn had ever seen, well-muscled, with cinnamon-colored skin, looking like tan rather than natural pigmentation. A handsome, vaguely Asian face, with deep-set, grey-green eyes and a neat beard, ebony hair tied back in a small ponytail. He wore a simple green silk robe, belted at the waist. His age was indeterminable, over 30, less than 100. That he was the product of genering was in no doubt. This was the presence Quinn had looked for when Clive Jensen had pulled off his chameleon suit hood. The invincible self-assurance, a man who inspired devotion.
"Quinn Dexter, you've caused quite a stir among my colleagues. We have very few visitors, as you can imagine. Do sit down."
Latin gestured to a royal purple settee where the girl was waiting.
"Can we get you anything while you're here? A decent drink, a proper meal, perhaps. Dear old Aberdale isn't exactly flowing with milk and honey yet."
Quinn's instinct was to refuse, but the offer was too tempting.
So bollocks if it made him look grasping and inferior.
"A steak, medium rare, with chips and a side salad, no mustard, and a glass of milk. Never thought I'd miss milk." He gave Latin what he hoped was a phlegmatic smile as the big man sat down on the settee opposite. Outcooling him was going to be a major problem.
"Certainly, I think we can manage that. We use Starscraper food secretion glands, modified to work from the Giganteus sap. The taste is quite passable."
Latton raised his voice a degree.
"A name? See to that, would you please?"
The girl gave a slight, uncertain bow. She must have been about 12 or 13, Quinn thought, with thick blonde hair coming down below her shoulders and pale Nordic skin.
Her lashes were almost invisible.